And Terry certainly seems to retain his enthusiasm for his work, doesn't he? Someone else who's still energetically pursuing his career is entertainer Joe Pasquale. Joe's show business career began on the East Coast, and he still loves the seaside. He's also delighted to call the region home once again, as he told Rachel Bannum. Here's James to tell us why Joe is happy to be home again in East Anglia.
It was, says Joe Pasquale, something he had long intended to do, and now he has done it. He's moved back to Norfolk. Joe lived at Hopton-on-Sea near Great Yarmouth years ago and explains he was always keen to return to the county. I always said, later on, when I get older, that's where I'm going to come back to, Norfolk, he says. And that's why I came back, because it's a lot friendlier way of life. In Norfolk, everyone's a lot more chilled. He adds, I think over the past couple of years, the tolerance of people just generally has become worse. I found that Norfolk people are a lot friendlier than people in London. Joe had only been back living in the county for 10 days when he announced his move on the Chris Moyle show on Radio X in March. He recalled how much he liked the local accent when he lived in Norfolk before. He says, my next-door neighbour used to go to B and Q every Sunday, so I said to him, B and Q, and he goes, no, B and Q. I said, if you're waiting for a bus, where do you stand? He said, I stand in a queue, and I said, you stand in a queue. I love the accent. Yet Joe is originally from Essex, and a hint of Norfolk in his famous voice is yet to materialise. It's not there yet, no, he admits. I think my Essex accent is still too rooted in there to change now. Some 6 months after he made the move, he is enjoying life in East Anglia. I absolutely love it here. Honestly, I love it, he says. Whenever I've done a gig and then I'm coming home, I'm driving up the A11. My shoulders drop. I'm driving up the A11, going, ah, I'm coming home. It's amazing. Even when the weather is not nice, it's still great. As he now lives near Thetford, he is also closer to the East Anglian coast, which has a special place in his heart. My dad was evacuated up to Beccles when he was a kid during the war, he says. Sadly, I lost my mum more than 20 years ago. She loved the Norfolk coast, so we used to go on holiday up there a lot, up to Great Yarmouth. Joe returned to Great Yarmouth last year to film the Channel 5 series Susan Kalman's Grand Week by the Sea. He and Susan made sandcastles on the beach during the programme, which brought back memories for Joe of when he was 6 years old and his mum entered a sandcastle contest for him. I won a brownie camera and a box of chocolates, and I made myself sick on them, he says. While he clearly loves Great Yarmouth, he took his first steps into Joe's business slightly further down the coast. I started my career as a green coat for Warners in Corton near Lowestoft, he said, and so I've been coming up and down here forever. I just love it. It's very important, I think, the heritage of the place is great. I think the buildings and the architecture of Yarmouth is fantastic. Joe became patron of St George's Theatre in the town in 2017, a role he is still happy to hold today. I just love the architecture of the buildings. They should be looked after, he said. I love working the piers in Great Yarmouth, both of them. He adds, I used to go up to the Winter Gardens on the Wellington Pier. That was a wonderful building. Joe was crowned King of the Jungle in 2004 in the ITV1 series I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. He learned to skate on the ITV series Dancing on Ice in 2013. He has long been a familiar face on our TV screens, and he has also worked extensively in theatre. In 2013, he starred in Ha Ha Holmes and The Hound of the Baskervilles at Norwich, Ipswich and King's Lynn. He has performed stand-up at various venues across the region, including the Britannia Pier in Great Yarmouth. He has now been touring the country for 35 years, and in September, he brings his stand-up show, Fundemic, to Clacton-on-Sea. He is also still playing Frank Spencer in Some Mothers Do Have 'Em, a show he brought to Norwich Theatre Royal in 2018, and life is busy. After the pandemic and not doing a lot for 2 years, it's come back full blast, he said. And when he wants to relax, he needs to look no further than East Anglia and the coast that remains so special to him. It means home to me now, he says, and it was the best part of my life when I was a kid.
Thank you, James.